So it is good day to you, huh? We give thanks to the joy for bringing us into heart coherence with the energy of the dolphin, our favorite moments. With the energy of the ocean, our favorite moments, whether they were in the boat, out of the boat, in the laughter, in the museum, in the house, in the bed, wherever. To know that your heart, your soul, your existence will still be on the boat for a few days. When you close your eyes, you may still feel the weaving of the boat. When you look up or down, you may still be convinced that you are feeling that rocking rhythm. You can indeed go back there at any moment. You can indeed feel that because you anchored the energy into your souls without even thinking of it, without even saying, in many cases, the vessel Marilyn or we will say, anchor the energy into your physical body, so then when you touch that place, it will bring all that energy back. With you, we do not need to do that. It is already anchored into the cells of your body. All you need to do is take that deep breath and know that you will be there. Take that deep breath and you will feel the energy of the dolphins gathering in a feeding fest or a play fest or an orgy or something. All of the above, yes. What?
There's a button on it.
Is that our guest?
Yes. Yeah.
It's time to dance and play.
That's what I was talking about. Celebration.
Yes, so we might give that back to Sarah. She may want it in her bedroom.
And nobody opened your eyes. I'm like, what's happening?
So know that Sarah can come out and get her speaker.
I'm so sorry.
Yes, it was. You're a very good dancer. You see, you are always prepared for the unexpected, huh? Yes?
Get it into our cells.
How exactly? Get it into your cells. That you never know what is going to happen next. Because if you do think you know that you really don't. And be prepared. Huh? Be prepared for that energy. Just to think, if we planned out every single day with every single schedule and be here and this is what we're going to do and be here, this is what we're going to do, and adhered to that, think of all the things that we would have missed. The healing hall. The dolphin house, the raucous drive downtown, or across the village.
On the wrong side of the street.
Yes. Having a rocking golf cart leap into action. You know, so there's just so much that you can do. The profundity of that which has been experienced is beyond where anyone may have thought it could have been. We know we've said release your expectations and expect miracles. We believe that this was one. That this week was a part of that proving to you that what you expect, what you are feeling, what you are requesting of the universe. The universe has something better in store for you. And so therefore it is about letting go of that. We believe the dolphins recognize us. Huh? Because the same dolphins came back every day. Today the bottlenose. One bottlenose has been traveling with them. Did you notice that the one bottlenose then brought two friends? It was the same bottlenose that traveled with the dolphins yesterday or the day before. So in that capacity, that is how power-filled you are. That is how connected you are to the soul of the energy. Whether you were on board the boat or not, we still brought your energy there. Because it was the cohesiveness of the group. You understand what we say? And today, when someone said, is there a message from the Pleiadians? They gave you one. Was there a message yesterday from the dolphins? We are thankful for that. We learn new things, huh? You humans are much more complex than you think that you are. You are magnificent teachers. And for that we love. You have question, yes? About anything. Yes. You always have a question.
I have a question. An answer to the dolphins that escorted us out, they seem so much bigger, like more mature. Were they like the elders of the group?
There were a few babies in the group, one baby. They were the elders. And some of the teenagers. We believe it was the combination of all the dolphins that have been with us this week. And their young ones brought in their grandfathers and grandmothers to share in this energy that are not seen quite often. You notice Kel brought in her equipment today. She's very intuitive. She knew it was going to be a significant day. Huh? And she herself said, this is unusual. Because, not that there was unusual that there were so many, but it was unusual maybe the combination. Or maybe not. You understand, not to get your ego involved with thinking of how special you are. Unless you believe that all are special.
Yes.
You see, the dolphins can feel your joy. That is what they respond to. Not all groups are. You know, sometimes you have one person that creates a lot of drama or some energy there. That is the difference in the resonance of the vessel Maryland and the joy, even with itches, huh? Is to resonate on a higher level, to attract a drama-free environment. Yes, yes. You know, so often you have as much drama as you can handle at home. So know that we want you to be aware that it is not your ego that we are playing to when we say you are a significant part of the evolution of this planet. You are taking away from here a shift in your DNA, a shift in the connection to your DNA. You're taking away from here a new way to work, a new way to plerk, a new way to plercate. Plurcation. A new way to plurcate sounds like it's something the dolphins were doing. Huh?
It does.
And it brings a new respect for that,
yes.
Eh? So understand, just be who you are. And the radiance of joy springs forth from your heart and others that encounter it are shifted. You have a question?
I do, but not about the dolphins.
That is fine. We are going to shut off the recorder because we do not have their permission, and then we will start it back up again, huh? Yes, you have a question.
It's been an extraordinary week, and a lot of changes and a lot of letting go. Any advice on making it last?
It is always a shock when you get to the airport and you see, like, people that were not with the dolphins. That don't appear
to
be
as a hairdresser and having a new voice.
Ah, yes. Know that in many cases, the first thing the universe brings you is antithesis, which is the opposite of where you have been. So be aware. Oh, this must be the antithesis, which is a beautiful word, even though it might feel a little like a pile of poo. Not dolphin poo. But understand and know that you breathe through it and say, oh, that is what they were talking about. Can you hear us? Are you okay? So in that capacity, the first thing is to breathe through it, and when everyone asks you, oh, how was your trip? Tell them how wonderful it was and realize that they don't really want to know all the details. You know, they will. You may start telling you the dolphins were like this and we went into the water and then this dolphin came through and then they glaze over and tell you about their vacation experience. So understand that you will be processing this trip for at least 21 days. So understand that many of the things that are coming to you and through you over the next 21 days will be every bit as profound as your experiences. When you feel a little lost, go back to the giggles on the boat. Go back to looking eye to eye with these wonderful beings that recognize you. And realize that not everyone in your circle will understand. But you must still be you. In the past, you have each, many of you, have created some sort of an illusion to get along in what you defined as the regular world. There is no more regular world. They're all awakening. So know by you believing that the persons that you are speaking with cannot handle a more enlightened point of view, you are actually holding them where they are. Ask for translation so you can present the enlightenment and the joy that you experienced in words that they can understand. And then go on about your life. And know that you are working in their crown chakra all the time. So you can just talk to their crown chakra and say, it's okay. Evolve. You see? And when you think of you're going back to your... How many of you are married? 1, 2, 3, 4. So, those that are going back home to a family, that antithesis may come through your family members. Love them where they are. Love them where they are. And realize they did not get to go swim with dolphins, so they're going to be a little bit resentful, maybe. Some of them. They may think, well, you went to go swim with dolphins. What can I do? Yes. Or they may want a little more attention from you. That you can just share your dolphin experience by loving them as the dolphins loved you. You see what we say? So those of you that are not going back to a sweetheart, maybe you are not married, but you have a sweetheart that you are returning to.
Me.
Yes, you are your sweetheart. Those of you that are returning in that capacity, know that for the first day, you will be continuing to process. And if you can at all, set that time frame so you don't jump right back into work. That is why we ended this on Saturday instead of, or Friday instead of Saturday or Sunday. So you can connect with that. Then realize that every encounter that you connect with, you are coming from a place of different DNA. You are coming from a place that has been in the water with the ancients of this planet. You have looked into their eyes and they have looked into your souls. But you don't have to convince someone else of that. So allow them to know that it was an experience that helped you know more who you are. And some people that you encounter will not even have a clue what that means. Because they believe, well, how can you not know who you are? You grew up with you. And sometimes they can understand when you say, sometimes you feel separate from you. And this helped bring that, release that separation so there is just you. And whenever you need, you have now a pod that we are determined to create a WhatsApp group. We are determined to create an email list. And when you reply to all and ask for help and say, I had a sucky day, then we'll send you pictures of your joy on the boat or your joy on the beach. Or maybe your joy just laying out and talking to the little men that work at the beach and changing their lives. Or the activation of this beach, this island. Does that help?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes. You have more questions? You have something to say.
I have a question. I'd love to hear some inspiration. We had a message earlier from another galaxy, and I would love to be enlightened to understand more about the galactic ships that join us around this island.
There's a huge mothership. Huge mothership that is almost like the Intergalactic Federation that is around this island. And it is not here always, but it is hovering now. That is why you see this big cloud there. It doesn't have to be covered by a cloud any longer. That's just your fun thing. But there are multiple species, multiple planets that have communicated and gotten on this huge mothership. They are searching for ways to keep their home planet alive and are quite entertained by the human experience because they've always thought of humans as being very much simple, not as evolved because our technology is brand new. And we got the technology from them. But the emotional body is what they are really searching for. And that emotional body is connecting in new and different ways. And that is why they are hovering near us. There are several satellite ships in the area. And that is why the galactics came in today. They do not always come in asking for your help. So what we can say is you are a channel from the galactic energy. Continue to follow your guidance. The galactics may be tapping each one of you on the shoulder to help. And with that energy, it can feel powerfully overwhelming because you have nothing conscious and physical to back it up. Yes? You can ask for logical signs your brain can understand, and they will bring them to you. As with having the exact same meditation and energy on two parts of the beach. Mm-hmm. Yes? That is confirmation. They are arcing the energy over. Or it is your sonar. We wish we had a picture of that. Does that help?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
And my actual next question would be, I know that we received our gifts and we came to connect to and pick up aspects of ourselves from Atlantis lifetime, and how we can nurture and also nurture ourselves and also keep opening to these gifts.
Once you have opened to these gifts of Atlantis, they cannot be closed. You really need do nothing other than follow your guidance. Did you hear the question? Because that you have pictures of it already. And as to how you were sending out that energy in Atlantis. So as you continue, know that those gifts are expanding in more and more. What is going on with your sofa?
With your sofa?
I have itch. She has back.
You have itch, she has back.
It's
okay.
The fish bit them today.
So know that your gifts are now developing, which is again why we ask you to do this particular meditation for 21 days. You can add to it all you want, but we ask you to honor that if you can. And if you can't, why not? It is 20 minutes of your life, and you are worth it. You understand? Does that help at all? You have more question? Yes.
What's wrong with the planets where Galactus are coming from?
They have evolved beyond their emotional bodies, especially love. And they have realized that they thought that they were caring for those planets and becoming more technologically sound. And they've realized that their species depends upon that emotion. Because love is important. They have no feeling of honoring of life necessarily, or honoring of people. And they realize that that is not fulfilling for them. And that is why they are coming here to learn. They would like to show themselves, and we believe that they will, possibly in your lifetime, but they will not until it is safe. And right now it is not safe. Does that answer your question? Yes.
It sounds to me like there was a TV show and made into movies, and there was a character called Spock.
Yes.
Dr. Spock. And in this, he was extremely intelligent, not feel emotion. Is this the
Yes, very much so. We know that our vessel Merlin was not a Star Trek fan necessarily, but it is very much in that vein, only that is the TV show. First, and let us add, do not get too caught up in the galactics. Do not get too caught up in the motherships, because you can really create a whole separate world. And you are here now. So you have to be present here. We know many, many, many people who build huge fantasy lives around what's out beyond this planet because they believe that they wish to go home. Well, this is their home. So be here now. So understand that in that capacity, the galactics are asking for your help, and you get to honor that. But do not spend all of your time creating situations to work with the galactics. It is like, ah, there's a mothership up there. Cool.
Yeah.
Is there anything I need to do to assist?
How do we help?
And then you will know.
Just be loving and that's it.
And they will tell you.
That was my question.
Oh, good. Yes, because it is not that you are retracting your energy from the galactics. You are not retracting your energy from the motherships that have chosen to, in many cases, be seen here. However, you do have to be here now. And when you go back to your hairdresser, people, that is not what you want to share necessarily.
No.
Or you can share it in a way that they can understand it. That all people need to awaken. Your clients, your families, your energy, all need to awaken. So find the words to explain it and express it. And know that there are many beings that are not getting caught up in the fantasy because their jobs possibly keep them very well grounded, that are doing work on many levels. That is also why we ask for automatic writing or a meditation, because that is when you are still enough to hear their messages. Does that help?
Yes, so we basically just teach by example.
Yes. You are teaching by example. And when you hear someone that says, oh, I want to go home, I want to be, I've got this, all of these galactic beings are tapping me over the shoulder and conking me on my head and want me to go visit them at night and blah, 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 blah. They are not present here on this planet. There is a difference between truth, which you are experiencing, and fantasy. And that is where your discernment must come in.
So in answer, when people ask, how was your trip then? What did you learn? An easy answer is we learned how to help the planet and humanity by just exhibiting more love.
Exactly. And if they continue to ask, know that the sonar development might be a little beyond their comfort zone.
Right. Right.
But you can say it felt like the dolphins were experiencing a communication with us. They can understand that because the dolphin brain scientifically is closest to human brain, which is sonar. So there's a way to go into that. Are you comfortable? What do you need to do to be comfortable? You can go to bed if you choose. Would another chair be better?
Yes.
You have more questions? She looks at us innocently, huh? Oh, dearest beings of light, we know being in and out of the water as many times as you were today that your bodies are tired. We also know doing the soul work that you did today and the energy of being dinner for so many little creatures create a challenge, she said, itching her knee. We want you to know that we are honored by your presence. We are honored by your connection. We are honored by your determination to stay in it, even though the physical comfort may be to close your eyes and go into meditation and fall over like a timber tree. We want you to know that we love you so much. We reflect you so much so you can see the wisdom and the clarity that you are. We can see your love and your open heart. We can see the dolphin looking back at us. We can see the galactics looking back at us. We can see the wisdom and the enthusiasm for life and the determination looking back at us and the sheer joy and strength and power looking back at us, the beauty and the hesitancy to try things new. Looking back at us. And the protection of asking for help. And the connection of also trying things new and believing you don't have the answers when ultimately you do, as you sit in stillness. And the wisdom that is coming stronger and stronger through you in your stillness to give yourself permission to express your joy. Looking back at us. And the joy to just be here. To question it and to know that it will be taken care of. To change directions of everything and know that it will be, that's the trust. And you are an inspiration in your world and you need do nothing to be that inspiration. And the reorganizing crown chakras every day as you reorganize your life. And those people who are not open to reorganizing their crown chakras will simply fall away and new ones will come in. And the discovery of your voices when you squeal with joy with the big fish. To know that that is a part of your communication, looking back at us. Your wisdom. And the new way to work. Looking back at us. We honor you. We love you. We look forward to seeing how it is going to fit on one of those tiny planes. We'll compress it all and make it light. Huh? Yes. We bid you namaste.